guys. I've been so anxious to share this dream with you guys all day, and it just seems like I don't know how to say it because it was so very emotional, and every time I would start to think about it, I'd get emotional, and so I made a PowerPoint, and I didn't like how it turned out, so I'm just going to make a video, and bear with me if I get emotional again. Okay, so I'm just going to get right to the dream. I dreamt I was walking into this huge, huge building. I can't even describe it as a building. It was enormous. And it felt new, like a new structure. And I start to walk in, and I'm just taking it all in. It's beautiful. And I just, it's one of those feelings where you walk into a church, and you just see the ceiling is so high. It's, I can't figure out the right word to describe it, but just like a feeling of exaltation. So I think I explore a little bit, but I'm come over with the feeling of Jesus in this building. And so I just get this euphoria and this beautiful feeling of love. And I just say, oh gosh, I wish I could fly. And all of a sudden I start to lift up and I'm lifting and I'm like, I'm flying. It just feels so amazing. And I haven't had a dream like that in a very long time where I just had time to just zoom around and fly, and I feel so free and light, and I feel the presence of Jesus even closer now, and I just want to find him. I know he's here, and I'm going to find him. So I'm flying and flying, and I'm going, Jesus, Jesus. I'm just like yelling out his name, and I'm getting higher, and I feel his presence, and I zoom over to that part of the building, and I turn a corner, and oh, he was just there. And then I feel his presence over here. And so I start to zoom over to that part. And I hear his breath. And I'm like, he's just there. And I just feel it. And as I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to him as I'm moving around this building. And I'm just going, Jesus, Jesus, just yelling to him. Or I think I'm saying, where are you? Just calling out to him. And as I'm flying up, I'm slowly making my way higher and higher and higher into this huge building. And so then it starts to change as I get really, really high up. And this building is so unique. I can't describe it. It's like I go over and there's like these big arched things, but then there's these also a wooden beams, like structural. And I feel like there's like little homes or something. It's like you could only get to it if you're flying. It was so weird. I could go up and I'd explore this little part, and I come over here and I explore. And all the time I'm just like, just right, like one step behind Jesus. And I feel like he's watching me. I feel like he's like, I have this feeling like there's this anticipation, like he's watching me, and but he can't show me himself just yet. And so, but then it starts to change, and as I get really, really up high, I start to hear men's voices, like shouting men. And I realize it's the Pharisees, and they're shouting at him. And I realize I'm listening in just the last few hours before he's about to be crucified. And I can feel him. I can feel what he's feeling. Pharisees, they hate him. They want to kill him. And
can sense it in my spirit. He's getting so close. And I keep saying Jesus, and I'm screaming for him. I can't find him. I know it's happening. I can feel it. It's getting close. But at the same time, I'm feeling something strange happening to me. Something big. I know something big and huge is about to happen. He's about to die for our sins. So now, I look, and I'm almost at the ceiling of this huge building. And at that moment, I know he's been crucified. His heart's beating so fast. This pounding. I'm just calling out, I can't get to you. He's dying. I know he's dying. I hear his breath. I hear his breath again. And I'm like living it. Living it through him. And I realize we're one because he died for us. He died for our sins. We're connected. And I finally just look at the ceiling and it's like a foot away from my face. I go, I just want to come home. And I feel like a bird fluttering at the top of a cage. Just let me out. Waiting for us. And I had a taste of it, and it sudden profound understanding hit me when I was sitting there in that closet, and I remembered Pharisees and how alone he felt on that cross, how rejected, how utterly just abandoned he felt. His disciples had scattered. He was alone and dying. And they hated him, and they still, it wasn't enough that he was dying. They were screaming and yelling at him. He went through such just turmoil. But we know God our Father, any sacrifice that is made in his name, he rewards. Guess how he's rewarding his son for his sacrifice? He's giving him us, the bride. We are his reward. And he longs for that reward. And there was something powerful going on when I was hearing those men jeering at him. At the same time they were jeering at him, I was calling for him in love. And I realized the part of his heart that just got broken at that crucifixion is filled with the bride and their just devoted love for him. Devoted can't even describe it. We are filling a hole in his heart. And he yearns to be one with us because something is missing in his heart until we are, we and he are one. That's why we are the bridegroom, the bride, get married. That is our connection. You guys, it is time. It's time. And I just feel a call to action that we need to do. This has been on my spirit for the last week. We need to print out our prayer. We need to make it perfect, print it out, because we're coming close. I don't know what it's trying to tell me, what this means, but I just feel like we need to be prepared for not having power. There could be some destruction. I feel like we're going to witness some of it before it happens. But for some reason, we need to have a hard copy of this prayer in our homes. Not only for us, but when we're gone, for others to find. We need to keep our intercessory work alive even after we're gone and out of here. We need other souls to find him and know the truth and know how to reach him in prayer. There are going to be people who have no idea how to pray and what to do and how to protect themselves. You guys, we need to come together as a group. I know there are some people who get a little heartbroken with when they share things and other people don't agree. We need to stop that. This is not the platform for that. It's not about sharing your voice or feeling like you're trying to get people, you know, to the truth. That's not our job in this group. It's to intercede and pray and save souls and undo some of the destruction and judgment that's about to hit, and do what we can as the body of Christ. So let's just unify our voices. Let's make it all about prayer. Let's edify each other. Let's encourage each other. If someone's sharing something that doesn't ring true in your spirit, just, you know, tell them, okay, this doesn't ring true for me, but maybe for somebody else. Be careful, because there could be people making videos and you don't agree with them. But if one, even one sliver of the Holy Spirit is coming through in their video, you don't want to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. If one thing they say is from the Holy Spirit and you say it's not of God, you've just blasphemed and grieved. You've grieved the Holy Spirit, so be careful, just don't. It's a difference between discernment, and there's a difference between that and judgment. Discern, you just turn your face away. Judgment, you turn and throw something at it, and we don't need that. So I know you guys are amazing. My brothers and sisters, you guys are just, we found our home with each other. We've got a taste of our home when we found each other, and there's so much more waiting for us. So I think the next day or so, if we even have, I don't even know how much time we have, but let's give it a day just to let me know. I'll put a post out there and you share with me what else you think we should add to the prayer. We make it perfect. You guys, we are a team. You know, I don't see myself as like, you know, the prophet of this group. I'm not, obviously, you know that. I consider myself more the foreman of building this thing, what we're building, and just trying to keep it together. And
And so I welcome your feedback. There is so much wisdom in our group. I can't tell you. I see somebody post a question, and like so many of you rush in and just help people, and there's so much wisdom. And we are so blessed, just so blessed as a group to help each other and lift each other up and rush in to pray for each other. And one thing, as I was watching, I was getting ready this morning, and last night when I had that dream, it was about, I think, 2:20 in the morning when I woke up just out of that dream. And I, after sobbing in my closet for about 20 minutes, I finally pulled myself together and I said, I've got to get all this down on paper. I don't want to forget a single thing, and I got to share with my brothers and sisters. And I went out to the living room and I had my phone and I just spoke into the little phone memo and just wept through the whole thing and just explained it all. And so not long, you know, later that morning, I'm watching the news and I hear about all the results. That's all they're talking about is the political race. And I feel the Lord tell me I'm giving them over to themselves, like Sodom and Gomorrah. He's given them over to themselves. You know about Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis and also in Romans, I think 1. I think I wrote it down, 1:28. And it says he's just giving them over. The Lord is letting you, the United States, the world, I don't know specifically where, but I know as I watch those politicians, they have just declined to a new low, and he's just saying, I give up. Just giving them over to themselves, and we know what happened soon after with the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. So I just felt that impressed in my spirit. It's time. We got to get up. We're gone. You guys, this is going to be, I feel, any minute. So something big is going to happen. Be prepared. Let's put our prayer together. Let's, when we get it perfected and ready, let's print it out, laminate it, whatever we need to do, have it ready for us and for others following after us. So God bless you guys. I love you so much.